Learning Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin. We spoke in the last chapter about the neshama being above the body. The nefesh and the ruach is within the body. Neshama is above the body, and even though it illuminates the person, and the light comes, or sparks of light come from the neshama to the brain, to the mind, and those can inspire the mind, and they can educate the mind, illuminate, elucidate for the mind, and they can rest in the mind. These lights rest in the mind. However, the neshama is never in the mind. The neshama is always above the mind. We also mentioned that the aspiration of the Torah scholars is to get to the highest part of the Torah, which is the sort of the secret of the Torah. As we spoke about, there's the body of the Torah, and there's the secret of the Torah. We want to get to the secret of the Torah. That was the analogy of the child who asks, he wants food from his father's mouth. He wants to get from his father's mouth. He doesn't want to take from his father's plate. He wants it from his father's mouth. So this was accessing the secrets of the Torah, which was also at Mount Sinai, the crowns. The crowns that were put on their heads is because they heard from Hashem. Now they accessed that upper secret, those upper lights which radiated around their heads. They were like crowns. In chapter 17 he says like this, "Nevaya inyan hiskashus agimel b'chimus neran echad v'chaver." Now we're going to explain the connection of these three levels of nefesh, ruach, neshama, how they attach to each other. They're interconnected, they're connected one to the other. Nefesh to ruach, ruach to neshama. V'yosod v'ika inyan ha-tshuva. And this is fundamental, and it's important for the idea of tshuva. Because what is tshuva? Tshuva is returning to Hashem. We want to return to Hashem, and therefore we want to climb higher. We want to strive for the closeness to Hashem, which is the essence of Hashem. Hashem is above us. He's way higher than us. But we want to get to that high place, and that's really what tshuva is. When a person sins, so then he goes down into the mud of this world. He goes down into the lowliness of this world. He gives into his animal desires. He falls lower and lower. Right? And tshuva is all about returning, extracting ourselves from the mud and climbing high and high and getting closer and closer to the purity of Hashem. Vezeh kol pri. Right? And this is the fruit. This is the prophet. Right? The English word prophet is linked to the word pri. It's a fruit, right? It's the gains that a person has, the advantages a person has from his labors. Zekol pri haseh chatois minefesh achoteis, to remove sins from the soul that is sinning. Uletahara, and to purify the soul. Mechelos tumosa, from the sickness of contamination. Being in the mud, being with sin, being in the animal world, or being like an animal, just following animal desires is contaminating oneself and filthying ourselves, so to speak. So therefore, this is the fruit of climbing to high levels, is that a person is cleansed of sins, and as we said before, he gets closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yisboinen ha'odem kama hu tzorek la'ashgiach l'yisboinen al kol prate inyone avodos avodosu l'boi yisboruch shmoi. A person needs to think how much he needs to pay attention and to contemplate all the details of his service of Hashem. Because basically that's our ladder. Our ladder is the service of Hashem. It's through doing the mitzvahs, it's through learning Torah that we actually make advancements. The Torah was specifically given to us to help us to climb higher. It's our main tool for climbing higher. And therefore we've got to do it properly. We have to take on Torah in the right, with the right attitude, and do it in the right way. You have to do it thoroughly. You have to do it with sincerity, and you have to do it with love. You have to actually enjoy doing it, because if you hate doing it, you won't do it properly. If you resent doing it, so you're trying to get away from it all the time. You'll try to cheat. You'll try to just do the bare minimum. So therefore, we have to do avoid it properly. Should have avoid also tama ushlema. Person's service should be whole and full. Whole, full, perfect. Right? Kedusha should be holy. Now, they're separate from the interests of this world. We don't serve Hashem for the rewards of this world. It's a holy and pure. And therefore a person needs to be checking out and feeling out all the time his actions and his words and his thoughts, that they are all appropriate. These are his tools. In other words, he climbs the ladder of Torah using his actions, using his words, using his thoughts. This is what we activate. We activate our thoughts. We activate our words. We choose to speak certain words which can help us, and we choose to think certain thoughts. So hem gimel b'chinus hanal. So these are the three concepts. In other words, the actions, words, and thoughts. That is neshama, ruach, nefesh, ulai. So we need to act. We need to be using them. Ulai lo yishlim adan cheftzer ritzon yisbarach, because maybe we haven't yet done enough. We haven't yet fulfilled the will of Hashem, and therefore we need to be working on improving and growing as much as we can. According to the root of his soul, because each one of us has a different destination, each one of us has a different mountain to climb, so to speak. We have different challenges, each one according to his own unique path in life. Masoga, what he's supposed to reach, which is his unique height, his unique goal. Called Yom of Yosef Oymetz B'Torah Mitzvahs, and therefore one's entire life. Basically, it's a lifetime project, because you never retire. The only time you retire is when you nifta from this world. So one's entire life, he has to be adding, because there's a huge ladder. There's a lot to accomplish. So one's entire life, one has to be adding, always trying to do a little bit more. With more energy in Torah and mitzvahs, and hashlim nafshe, to complete his soul, to get to the high levels which he is, like we spoke about, how the neshama hovers above the person. So we want to get to those high levels. We want to reach those high levels. The hashlim nafshe, rucho nishmosui, to fill one's nefesh, one's ruach, one's neshama, metuhorim kashen asonam, right? The hashlim, to fill them and to satisfy them in a pure state, like they were originally, like they were given to us. Achashiyira be'ein sichla ech shechofit v'yizbor v'chasta agod l'heiti v'achisui. Right, and especially since he sees with the eye of his mind, a person can see with the eye of his mind how Hashem's desire is to benefit us and to benefit our futures, in other words, we should have a good future. Hashem's working with us, he wants us to succeed. He wants us to do well. So he's there, he's helping us, he's boosting us, but we have to do it. He'll help us, but we have to do it. So that's Hashem's desire, is that we should have this growth. That is Hashem's interest, and therefore that should also motivate us. Hashem is interested in trying to remedy the sin that has gone astray, right? The soul that has gone astray, Hashem wants to try and help it, to remedy it, to help it to get to climb higher. Shegam in kvar nitbo v'oymek metzudas hara. Even a person is really sunken into the depths of evil, right? The depths of evil, like the marshlands of evil. In called it tachzor, called dovelim koyma umkoyra. Nevertheless, everything has to be brought back to its place and to its source. Hashem ultimately wants to restore all of the kedusha that He's given to us, and our neshamas, our nefashos, etc. He wants to restore them all to the proper place. That nothing should be lost. That all of these spiritual koiches Hashem has given to us ultimately has to be restored to Him. It has to ultimately be saved. He's working with us that we should, it should be our merit to bring back these heavenly gifts, to bring them back to the heavens. He's got other ways of getting them back. If we don't do our share, He's got other ways of getting them back. But really, it's His interest that with our efforts we should restore our the holiness we've been given, the nefesh, the ruach, and the shamu that we've been given back to its home, right? Because it all comes, as we said before, from the breath of Hashem. Now it's known in terms of the hishtalshelos, right? There's like a chain effect. There's a series of links leading from Hashem all the way down to us. From the highest of the height to the lowest of the lowest, it's like a long chain, and it's a chain of worlds where the one world is interconnected with the world below it. So it's known that in terms of the ishtalshelus of the worlds, that the highest level of one world is connected to the lowest level of the world above it. Okay, so in other words, if each world, let's say, for instance, is 10 spheres, so then the 10th sphere of the higher world, now the 10th sphere being the lowest rung, the 10th sphere of the higher world will be linked to the first sphere of the world just beneath it. Right? Zoya, that's what he brings here from the Zoya. The Kulu Almin Miskashrin Da Bada Bada Bada. All of the worlds are can tie to each other, they're connected to each other, this one with this one, this one with this one. Gehai Shal Shelis, just like a chain, Miskashrin Da Bada, right? Where the one link is connected to the next link, which is connected to the next link, and all the way, the entire chain is all one long. It's all one long united force, right? A united object. Okay, do a bekisva arizal, and like we know from the teachings of the arizal, shechetzonius malchus shall put ilam upartzuf, nase pnimius kesa la ilam upartzuf shetachtuf. That the outer level of Malchus of any world, the outer level which is Malchus of every world and every parts of every personality or individual, right? Parts of, we use the word parts of, by the way, parts of in Hebrew means a face, but it's not just referring to the face. Parts of is like an individual, so therefore world is like an individual, it's like a being. The world is a being. So when you use the word parts of, we mean a being, right? So the outer face of every being, which is the lowest level, which is Malchus, Nase Pnimius Kesa, it becomes the inner being, it becomes the crown, La Ulam Parts of Shetachtov, for the world or for the individual that is below it. What's going on is as follows. We've used the analogy so far of the chain. Right, the chain is quite a clear analogy, right? You've got it collected at the highest point is where the chain starts, and at the lowest point is where the chain ends. That's one way to look at the connection of worlds. There's another way to look at it, and the analogy is of an onion. An onion is made of a series of peels, right? There's a series of layers where one is, you have the core in the middle, you have a little dot, whatever it is, and then you have a little skin around it, and that skin's got a skin around it, and that skin's got a skin around it, etc., etc. Layer after layer after layer after layer. So in a sense, the highest worlds are the innermost worlds, and the innermost world has its inner point, which is its highest point, its deepest point, is its highest point, and it has its outermost covering, which is its outer shell, so to speak. So that outer shell is itself the innermost point of the series of skins that are around it, which is the next world. So therefore, right, so let's say the innermost world, let's say, has 10 shells. So the 10th shell, the outermost shell, is itself the highest shell of the next world, which is the next 10 rings of this onion-shaped being, right? Okay, and then again, the 10th of that level, it will be the innermost one of the next 10. Etc. And that's another way of looking at it. Okay, so let's just read the sentence again. It'll make sense to us now. Shechitzonius Malchus, right? The outer world. Now, the outer world, the lowest world, is Malchus, right? We have the 10 spheres. The highest is Kesa. The 10th is Malchus. So the outer one, Malchus, which is Malchus, you'll call Ulam the parts of each world or each being. Nase Pnimius, it itself becomes the inner world and the Kesa and the crown, because the highest is the crown. It is the Kesa la Ulam or parts of to that world, to that entity which is beneath us, Shetachtov. Vahainu. Now here's an interesting application of that idea. Shebe Kabbalas Odom Ul Malchus Yisbach. When a person accepts on himself the yoke of Hashem's kingship, he accepts on himself to be a frum yid, and he's going to try and live a Torah lifestyle to the best of his ability. So he makes that commitment. He makes that resolution. He's mekabel. He's mekabel oil malchusoi. He resolves to take on the kingship of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lalo is called Mais v'dibura machshavoiso v'Torah v'mitzvus, where he's committed himself to elevate his actions, his words, and his thoughts in Torah and mitzvahs, the madregi yosei gevoah, to a higher level. He's working towards getting to a higher level. Mizeh nasi lo'irotzen pnimi. This itself builds within him an inner desire, an inner desire, lishabed moicha v'dibur v'maisa v'tirmitzus. It gives him an inner desire to bind his mind and his speech and his actions into mitzvahs. So he makes a commitment. A commitment would be in the mind, which is the higher level, right? The intellectually understands this is where he should be going. So in his mind, he makes a decision. A person makes a decision in his mind. And that decision leads to commitment in the heart, right? The heart follows the mind. If the mind is convincing enough and the mind is persuasive enough, the mind leads the person in a certain way, so then the heart is lit up. The heart desire, then the desire of the heart, which is much lower, the heart is much lower than the mind, to follow in that route. So therefore, that's right. So therefore, we've got the kesa linking to malchus of the world, that the next world, the next highest world, and that will that sort of elevates it, and it pulls up the entire world with it. The entire world is pulled up by the highest element, which connects to the world above it. Right, and that's what he brings it. That's Besoy Kesa Malchus. That's the so. Therefore, you've got the lowest world. Is it the crown? Right, that part of the lowest part of the upper world, which touches the next world, is the crown of that next world. If that's true in terms of worlds, so too is it true in terms of the person himself. Because every concept of matters of holiness, kolu mi'esa b'chinas pratis, is made up of 10 concepts, right? Each concept is itself made up of 10. It's divided into 10. Shema yud sfer shilo, which are the 10 spheres. It's 10 spheres of that level. Abchina eliyona shel nefesh, the highest part of nefesh. Nefesh is the lowest of the souls. The highest part of nefesh, nechezus niskasheres in b'china tachtui nasiris shel b'chinas ruach, is itself grasped and connected to the lowest bechina, the lowest part, the 10th part of Ruach. So the first part of the highest part of Nefesh is connected to and clinging to the lowest part of Ruach. Now bechina eliyona shel Ruach, then the highest part of Ruach, miskasheres in bechina tachtona shel Neshama. The highest part of Ruach connects and is connected to the lowest part of Neshama. And Neshama gam kein miskasheres mizdabek is bechinas shveirish Neshama. Neshama itself also is connected and clings to the shveirish Neshama, the root of Neshama, which is the next world. When we speak of we speak about Neshama, and then a world above it, we call it the shveirish of Neshama, like the soul of Neshama, the soul of the soul. So that is one, that is what we call chaya. So therefore, that's called shveirish Neshama, and that's chaya, and that's also the same thing. It's linked. So it Knesset Yisrael. Chai, by the way, he says, is the Soid of Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael is a concept of what the Jewish people is supposed to be. That's the goal of the Jewish people. It's like the model of the Jewish people. The ideal of the Jewish people is called Knesset Yisrael. It's what we're aiming towards. We want to be this. It's the picture, the perfect Israel. The perfect Israel is represented by Knesset Yisrael. So that is the Shoresh Neshama. That's the next world above Neshama, is called Knesset Yisrael, Shoshosha Knesset, Shekol Neshamas Klal Yisrael Yachad, which is the root of the assembling of all of the Neshamas of Klal Yisrael, right through the generations, right from the beginning to the end of time, all the Neshamas, when they will come together, and so to speak, unite together in doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's called Knesset Yisrael. That's the Shoresh of Knesset Yisrael. That's the ideal that we're supposed to reach. It's interesting. I saw Shemi Shmuel says that we said that the Nesham is a chelik elokoh mimal. We're a little slice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it comes out that each one of us is a slightly different slice. And as all the slices together contribute to make the entire pie. The entire cake is made of all parts. And we are all together as a people together. We are one with Hashem, so to speak. So therefore, that's what he calls the Shoresh HaNeshama, and that's what he calls Knesset Yisrael. The Kain al Zeh Haderek Gam Bechilas Shoresh HaNeshama Gam Kain Miskasheres Lamala Lamala. And similarly, therefore, that world higher, the Shoresh HaNeshama, the root of Neshama, also ties to higher worlds than it. So each world, each low world is one is higher. So the high one, the Shoresh HaNeshama, is to a world higher than it. Madrega to Madrega, level to level, world to world, at Atzmus Ein Sof Baruch Hu, until we get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Until they're all connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's mamish at the top, always their most innermost point, if we use the analogy of the onion, or he's the top of the chain, if we use the analogy of the chain. Zeisha Amra Avigail le David. And this is what Avigail said to David. It's one of the things she told him. There was the incident where David went to kill Nabal. Nabal was Avigail's husband, and he was a terrible man. And he basically, David requisitioned supplies for his soldiers from Nabal. Nabal was a very wealthy man. He asked for food and supplies. And Nabal just scorned him and he sent him away. So David was planning to kill Nabal as a rebel against the king. So Avigail came to him. Avigail was his wife. She actually made shalom. She came with food and with drink and with wine and with raisins and all sorts of good stuff for his soldiers. She came at night to David's camp with all this food. And she basically persuaded him not to do it, not to kill Nabal. She said, really, you know, he's not really rebelling against the king because you're not yet the king. And Shaul was still alive in those days. So she actually persuaded David to not commit not to execute Nabal. But one of the things she told him was the following, was this prophecy. She was a great woman, Avigail, a very great woman. Ultimately, she married David HaMelech. Ultimately, Nabal did die, and she married David. She was one of his wives. You know, what she told him that night was the following possible. That the soul of my Lord, she was speaking to David HaMelech, the soul of my Lord will be bound with a bundle of life to Hashem. It says, the soul of David, your soul will ultimately be connected to even a high level to Hashem. And that's what we're speaking about, because the soul is attached to the Ruach, which is attached to the Neshama, which is the Shoresh Neshama, world to world, world to world, to world to world, all the way to Hashem. Gam Bechinas Nafshei, which is to say, even the Nefesh, what did she say in the Pasuk? I say, Nefesh Adoni, the lowest part, your Nefesh, even the Bechin of Nefesh, will also be connected to Hashem, because through this chain effect, we're all connected to Hashem. Right, so that is what she told him. That's what she told him, and that's also reflected in the following Zohar. When the Ruach, right, when that level which is called Ruach is elevated and is crowned, it receives a crown because that's the lights from above which light up its head. Then the Nefesh ties itself to the Ruach. The Ruach has been elevated. The Nefesh ties itself to the Ruach. It also receives light from the Ruach. The Ruach receives its light and then it illuminates to the Nefesh. Ruach miskasha goya hi nishmosa. And the Ruach itself ties to the Neshama. Vahi nishmosa miskasha goya seif machshov, the Hiraza. And the Neshama itself ties to seif machshov, the heights of thought. Like we said, Neshama links to thought. So there's the ultimate thought, Soif Machshava, the ultimate thought, the Ihi Raza, which is the secret of thought. There's the secret of thought, which is the uppermost thought, the ultimate thought. So you've got the Nefesh tied to the Ruach above it. By Ruach is Kasher Goya Hi Neshama Ilo. The Ruach is tied to the Neshama above it. Vahu Neshama is Kasher Ve'ein Soif. And the Neshama itself is ultimately connected to Ein Soif, Takodesh Bohu. And then everything rests in its place. When everything's connected as it should and it's elevated to where it should be, then it all comes to rest. And that's perfection. Reaches the perfect state where everything has reached its special place. It's at rest and it's all connected, it's all tied together. The upper one and the lower one together, all in the same secret of perfection, of achievement. And this will bring ultimate satisfaction to the soul below. Right? In other words, person will reach a place of rest. In other words, finally the frustrations are died down. Finally, the achievement is achieved. He's actually got to where he's supposed to get to. He's got to his destination. He can actually rest. Because, you know, in this hectic world, we never seem to finish the job. There's always more things to do. But there is ultimately a place of rest. And that's what Avigail said to David. The Zohar brings it here, that the Nefesh of Adoni, the Nefesh of David, which is the Nefesh of every Yid, will be true, will be bundled with a bundle of life, back reconnected with the source of all life, with Hashem. Okay, so that's the Zohar, which is similar to what we said before. And then there's another Zohar, which is also interesting. That's here we got here. The Parshas Achrei, Tanaksi, V'haisa Nefesh Adoini, it's also the same Pasuk, that the Nefesh of Adoini will be bound to the bundle of life. Nishmas Adoini Miboile. So the Zohar there asks, why does it say Nefesh Adoini? It should say Nishmas Adoini. Why does it say the Nefesh of David is bound to Hashem? It should say the Neshama, which is much higher. That's what's bound to Hashem. So says the Zohar, Ela Kamadu Omen, the Zakochu came to Tzadikaya. But rather, the idea is that this is that the each Tzadik, his share finally reaches the ultimate goal. Each share is able to reach the final goal. Why? The Kulis Kasha Dabidah, because they're all tied to each other, they're all connected to each other. As the Nefesh is connected to the Ruach, which is connected to the Sham, which is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore the Nefesh is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nefesh Baruch, Ruach, Nesham, Nesham, Bekutsh Abrichu. Yishtakat, the Nefesh, Tzura, Betzura, Chaim. So therefore, the Nefesh also is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all one connected chain. Therefore, everything is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when it reaches, right? That's when it reaches final rest, when it's actually elevated and it is totally connected to its, to the source. V'zeo inyan ki chelek Hashem amoy. And this is the idea behind the posuk ki chelek Hashem amoy. That the people, his people, are Chelek Hashem. Speaking of the Jewish people, are Chelek Hashem. We're a part of Hashem because we're all connected to Hashem. We're like an extension of Hashem. Like you have an extension cord, which goes from here to there. It can be a very long extension cord, but it's all connected to the same source of power, the same power source. So therefore, it transmits this power source to very far away. So that's the Jewish people, Chelek Hashem. We're part of Hashem. Amoy, his people are Chelek Hashem. Yaakov, people of Yaakov, Chevel Nachla. So we are this rope of his inheritance. Hashem's inheritance. Hashem's share, right? Because our lot in this world is Hashem's lot, right? We put our efforts into serving Hashem, right? We put our efforts not into so much in terms of building up this material world, but our share is more towards connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Yaakov. We are part of Yaakov, who is Chevel Nachlos, who is the rope of Hashem's portion, our portion. We look for our portion, for our inheritance to the upper world. We don't look to the physical world. Ki hein kechelek Hashem, they are the chelek of Hashem, medubokim kaviyochel bo yisboch shmo, clinging, so to speak, to the Holy One, blessed be He. By Deis Kashrus, Hagimel, Bechinas, and now through these three levels. As we said before, Nefesh to Ruach, Ruach to Neshoma, Neshoma to the Shorish of Neshoma, etc. Kechev lakashur lamala, like a rope that's tied above, Mishtal shel v'yorid at l'mat, and it goes all the way down, all the way down, but it's all one rope. Perek Yud Ches, chapter 18. V'kol zeh miroiv tu v'chazda godl yisbok shmo. Now all of this situation that we're in is all on account of Hashem's great goodness. Hashem has a desire to bestow goodness on us. Hashem is good, and therefore He wishes to do good, and He wishes to bestow and give to us, and give goodness to us. All of this is through the great goodness and the great kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That He wishes, that His desire is to justify us and to benefit us, that we should have a wonderful achis, a wonderful world to come, a wonderful destination. Through our work, we should reach this wonderful destination. And that's why He's given a wonderful system to us. He's given us a very special program to help us get to this destination. He's basically given us a whole program, a whole series of steps that we can take to reach the highest of destinations. A kovah be'inyan zeh. And He fixed it in this way. She called bechinas me'agimel elu, that all of the three levels, right, the three levels of the personality, like we said before, nefesh, ruach, neshama, tiskashe bechinas she'aleho. Everything should be tied to the next concept, the next level. Kedei she'al yedei zeh yuchal ha'odem lalu is tiskashe mimata lamala, so that a person can be tied and can be connected from his lowest part to his upper part. Now, everything can be saved. Everything, almost every part of our life can be redeemed and elevated. Mat mat, little by little, lifi roiv iske b'tirosa v'avoidosa. Each person according to the pace at which we will climb will be according to our occupation in Torah and Avodas Hashem, mitzvahs, davening, etc., the taris liboy, the purity of the heart, the purity of the intention. Right? It's not just the mitzvahs we do, it's not just the Torah we learn, but what's our motivation? Why are we learning Torah, and why are we davening, and why are we fulfilling mitzvahs, and why are we doing chesed? So the taris liboy, avosu, yirosu, all of these things that can boost. A mitzvah that you do with love has more value than a mitzvah you do without love. A mitzvah that you do with a respect for Hashem has more value than a mitzvah that you do with less respect. Until a person himself is totally connected to the bundle of life, to the source of all life, to Hashem himself. According to the root of his level, to that particular slot, which is his slot. Right, now we're coming on to this new issue. There's another issue coming up right now. There are, however, a number of sins that if a soul will sin one of these sins, right, we know that there are temptations all around us, and if the nefesh does sin, there are certain sins which carry the penalty of koris. Koris literally means to be cut off. We're cut off. Now, we've been speaking about a chain all the time, a rope and a chain. Now we suddenly understand the word cut off with new clarity. Imagine you cut that rope. Wow. Right, what happens to the rest of the rope? So now we know that there are certain sins which can lead to koris. Or yavodin, destruction, desolation. Right? A person, that soul is lost. The soul has sinned so badly that he's lost chas v'shalom. So the idea of koris is as follows: shebechinas hanefesh, that aspect which is called nefesh, nifsak, is disconnected. It's cut off, and nichras mishosha elyon, from its upper root. So it loses its connection to its upper root, because before we said how the nefesh is tied to the ruach, which is tied to the neshama. Suddenly it's cut off. It's cut off, falls down. Right? It's no longer tied on high. Nifsak nichas mishoyish ha'elyon, he's cut off from its upper root, but he not take hachevel shayakoshu mudakbo, and it's disconnected the rope, right? It suddenly severed the rope to which it was tied and which it was what it was cleaving to. Adheina adideis kashus, up to now he was all tied, he was part of this rope, and all of a sudden he sinned, and the rope's been cut. Moshe Kosov Bezorah. Is nafsha, right? When it speaks about the nefesh that sins, the ksiv bo, the nichasa nefesh ahim lifonai ani Hashem. There's a pasuk in Vayikra in the Chumash that where it speaks about that soul, that nefesh is cut off from me, says Hashem. It's cut away from Hashem. My milfonai, what does it mean from before me? And the pasuk there says nichasa nefesh ahim milfonai, from before me. What does it mean from before me? The soul is cut off from before me. So the Zohar asks, what's pshat from before me? Lo sharia ala rucha, that the ruach no longer hovers above the nefesh, because it's the nefesh is connected to the ruach. So it's the ruach which is the light source of the nefesh. The ruach is the one that illuminates the nefesh. So now he's cut off. So therefore, the ruach no longer rests on top of the nefesh. It no longer illuminates the nefesh. Kadrucha lo sharia ala. So when the ruach no longer hovers over the nefesh, leis leishut veklal the madleil. So then it's no longer has a partnership. It no longer has a connection to what's above. It's lost its connection. This is specifically regarding the sin which carries the punishment of kares. For ayin lukute teira parsha mechilta b'sif parsha tiso sifri parsha baloischo parsha shlach. All these chazals say that nichosah, being cut off, means hafsoka, disconnection. Okay, so that is koris. V'zeisha kosov Yishayahu. This is the posukim. Avonoseichem hayu mavdilim v'neichem levein elokeichem. Is a posuk in Yishayahu that your sins are separating between you and your God. Right, that becomes the separation. It's the sin itself is like a wall. But we're understanding it in a different way. It's not just a wall. It's actually to cut us off. So therefore, we're now far. We've drifted away. And it says that if you have, let's say, a rowboat that's attached to a ship, so wherever the ship goes, the rowboat goes with. But if you cut that rope, so then the rowboat will drift away. So therefore, we've drifted away. What has created that break between us? That's the posuk. Avonoseichem hayu mavdilim b'neichem v'ein lukechem. It's your sins that have separated between you and your God. And b'ein lukechem mamish, literally. Literally, we lose our connection to Hashem. And then a person can sink. He can, since he's no longer connected, he can sink in the depths of contamination, kali, into the lower world, the lower shells, right, the lower aspects, the kali, the contaminated sources, the contaminated forces. Rachman Etzlan, Hashem should save us. Mein Beitz Chaim Shaklalus. He brings a whole lot of sources about this. Shem per mitkunei avoinus, likutei tenach, gilgulim, mekein kosu bekisvei kodshel Rabbein HaGodol, v'hagon, v'lnagon, v'pej alei cholus. He brings a whole lot of sources which we can research. We can research on this topic. Now, however, we're not finished. Lebar yidach, however. Lebar yidach v'menu nidach, however. That the one that's been pushed away should not be pushed away forever. The one that's lost his connection should not remain lost forever. So therefore, Gozra Ritzon Yisbach, Hashem has made a decree that even though a person sinned and he's lost that connection, that Gozra Ritzon Yisbach, Shelo Yichusu Chas V'Shalom Legamrei, that this disconnection, this loss, this kores should not be eternal. Right? Not complete. There shouldn't be a complete kores. All the 10 concepts, right, the 10 spheres of the nefesh, they shouldn't all be lost. Not all of the 10 spheres. Raktisha b'chinas ha-tachtonis, only the 9 lowest levels. So when that rope is cut and the nefesh is cut off from the ruach, it's not at the connection point between nefesh and ruach. It's not at that point, but it's one down. So therefore, the highest level of nefesh is still connected to ruach. Right, so just the 9 lowest levels of nefesh that are cut off, those are the ones that are cut away. Raktisha bechinas tachtoinas, michochma dilei ulamata, from chochma and below. Right, the highest level is called kesa, the second level is called chochma. So just above chochma, that's where the cut is. Heima nichrosim. Al bechina ilioina soida kesa dilo. However, the uppermost level of the nefesh, which is the crown of the nefesh, eina nichresis, is not cut away. Now this a little bit speaks about what we were saying. Is the upper level one and the same with the lowest level of the upper world, or are they really two? Just that the one's connected to the other. Okay, that's something that's not 100% clear. But there, that connection still remains. Shemitzad vekusa viskashrus im bechinas haruach. And therefore, because that connection still remains, there is some part of the nefesh which is still connected to the ruach. Nidoin is bechinas haruach. So therefore it gets the... It's together with the ruach, she'ein boi kores, and the ruach, there's no kores by ruach. Right, there can be a kores by the nefesh, but there's no kores by ruach, as we're going to still speak later, from Moshe Nevayel Lahalan, whom chesed elyon bolchu, which is a special chesed, shal yedei b'chinas a ruach. And that is through ruach. And what's the faculty of ruach? Is dibur. Ruach is connected to dibur. So, al yedei bechinas haruach, and al yedei vidui dvorim. When a person will confess his sins, when a person will do tshuva, and part of tshuva is vidui, a person confesses, he says out his sins, milev, vidui dvorim milev, shu bechinas ruach, which comes from ruach, is alu gam atisha bechinos. They can somehow bring back up, because since the other 9 levels which strayed away, right, which wandered away, They've still got a representative connected to ruach. So therefore, the ruach itself will bring back those 9 concepts of the nefesh, niskasha kulam belchinas haruach kamikoidim, and to reconnect them to ruach. So this is all possible through tshuva, and specifically through the power of ruach, which is the power of speech, which is vidui. And also, we have to understand dibur. The word dibur also in Hebrew means to lead. So when a person sometimes says something with his mouth, you make a commitment with your mouth, so then your body follows your lead. The lead is your mouth, your word. You made a promise, now you're going to do it. So therefore the words of your mouth have a power to bring back our deeds and reconnect the nefesh to the ruach.